This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The delegation level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney is underway at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in various sectors and regional and global developments. Prime Minister of Canada is on a four-day visit to India from the 27th of last month. Earlier in the morning, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. Mr. Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Prime Minister strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, to review the evolving situation in West Asia yesterday evening. The committee was briefed on the airstrikes in Iran on the 28th of last month and the subsequent escalation, including attacks in several Gulf countries. It expressed serious concern over the safety and security of the large Indian expatriate community in the region. Minister of External Affairs, MEA, has issued an advisory asking foreign nationals in India who have been affected by the ongoing security situation in West Asia to approach the nearest Foreigners Regional Registration Office for assistance with visa extensions or regularization of stay. India has also issued separate travel and safety advisories for its citizens in the region. Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar for today. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. The advisory also mentioned that all other flights to North America and Europe will operate as per schedule using alternative routings over available airspaces in West Asia, which is expected to add to the flying times. The U.S. military has confirmed the destruction of the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in a large-scale strike. U.S. military has also informed that three U.S. service members have been killed, while five were seriously wounded during the U.S. operations against Iran. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer posted a video message saying he has granted permission to the United States to use British bases for defensive strikes against Iranian missiles. The comments came hours after the UK said a Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter shot down an Iranian drone heading towards Qatar. Afghanistan's defense ministry today announced that its air force has conducted what it described as precise and coordinated aerial operations against multiple Pakistani military installations. In a statement on social media, it said the strikes were aimed at major Pakistani military facilities, including Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi, 12th Division Headquarters in Quetta, and Quasi Camp in Mohammed Agency of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Afghanistan further claimed that several other strategic command centers across Pakistan were also targeted during the operation, causing significant damage. These operations were carried out in response to the recent aerial incursions by the Pakistani military, which struck Kabul and Bagram. Indian equity market today witnessed a major downfall at the opening of market due to conflict in West Asia. Later, the market recovered sharply. However, Sensex and Nifty are still down over 1.2%. Sensex fell over 1,138 points to 80,142 and Nifty declined 341 points to 24,837 when reports last came in. All major indices are trading in red, including auto, realty, oil and gas, consumer durables, among others. Nifty oil and gas leading the losses down by 2.7%. Interglobe Aviation share tumbled over 3.66%. Crude oil prices jumped more than 7% as market participants fear US-Iran war will have broader regional ramifications that will lead to a major supply disruption. As the fear gripped the market, gold and silver witnessing rise in prices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.